Well, let's now turn back time to a time when Australia was involved in big rocket programs.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, baby, if I could turn back time, if I could find a way, if I could turn back time, if I could turn back time.
Yes, on The Space Show, we can turn back time, thanks to Sher. And a couple of anniversaries we should note. 65 years ago, President Kennedy made that famous address to Congress about going to the moon. And 55 years ago, Mars 2 was launched towards Mars by the Soviet Union. And 40 years ago, Soyuz TM-1, the first of the modified type of Soyuz, was launched for people putting people in space. But the one we're going to turn our attention to is 60 years ago, the Europa 1 F4 launch. Now, this was happened, as I said, 60 years ago, on May the 23rd, they tried to launch. And I was recording the events off shortwave radio, and one or two of these are not quite up to par, but they were Australian history. So here we go, the launch, first launch attempt of Europa 1 F4.
The following tape concerns the launching of the F4 Europa 1 launch vehicle. This rocket contained only the Blue Streak stage, which was live, and the other stages were dummy ones. The tapes were recorded from the ABC. What are the chances of an afternoon firing?
Oh, none at all. Our slot is only till nominal till 10:30. The afternoon, for operational reasons, for a crew, the fact we had the crew on all night, we'll have to stand down. So if we stand down now, we'll have to come in again at 9 o'clock tonight to start another launch minus zero day.
With that comment from John Nicholson and Mr. Charles Kennan, the overall team leader, we can see that we are not yet certain. There is some cloud coming in from the south. We feel that from our commentary positions, there is getting less chance of Europa 1 being fired today. Nevertheless, the engineers are trying hard. We shall keep you informed through the stations to which you are now listening. Meanwhile, we now return you to the ABC studios.
And we'll return you to Woomera when we have some further news. And until then, we'll play you music.
Here is the news, read by Alan Lyne.
Just said that the launching of Europa 1 will be called off for today. I repeat, called off for today. Another attempt to launch Europa 1 will be made tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. For a further report, we'll be cracking at 10:55 Australian Eastern Time. We'll be cracking to Woomera for a final report from Dr. Peter Pockley. At 10:55, we'll return you now to the request program.
Oh, we'll have to go like a rocket to get all these calls in for today, and our next one is going to Bono, Sastro Tonaggio from Jakarta, Indonesia. Peter Davis, and for her, the end of the world.
And that was recorded from Radio Australia on shortwave radio. A little later in the day, we heard more about the rescheduling of the launch.
This is Radio Australia, the overseas service of the ABC. We're now opening 21.54 megacycles for listeners in Southeast Asia so that they may hear the following current affairs special.
We're now crossing to Woomera for the final report for today on the launching of the Europa 1 rocket. And here to give the final summary is Dr. Peter Pockley.
Like many people, Europa 1, the largest rocket ever built in Europe, and certainly the largest one ever to be fired in Australia, has just run out of time. The faults which have plagued it during the day were corrected one by one, but the last one in the digital impact predictor in the data tracking center just has not been corrected in time, and the trial has been called off because during the day, they cannot track the rocket through the sky. Now, I'm going to try again tomorrow morning. And for a special comment, Mr. Charles Cannon, the overall team leader for ELDO, is with ABC commentator John Nicholson in the control room. Over now to John Nicholson.
It's been my privilege this morning to be the only representative of mass media here at the control room for the launching of Europa 1. I've seen these men up for many, many hours, and the tension has been going up over the last 3 days during which the countdown has been going on. Mr. Cannon, it's been a frustration, but I presume a frustration which you expect in this game.
Yes, this is correct. We become used to these frustrations and holds that appear out of nowhere, or apparently appear out of nowhere. With every congratulations to the team here on the keenness they've shown over the last 3 days, and indeed the fact that there's no loss of keenness, and in fact they've got to come back again at 9 o'clock tonight to start again.
Yes. How long have you yourself been on duty here?
I came on at 9 last night, and I should be leaving here in about an hour's time, and I should be back on again at 9 tonight.
9 tonight.
Yes.
I see down on the TV monitors down at Europa 1, there are quite a few men down there. What is the procedure now? Are there safety precautions to be taken?
Yes. We have now to defuel the first stage of liquid oxygen. This takes about half an hour, and then we move the tower back, the servicing tower, and retension the vehicle ready for the commencement exercise tonight.
The liquid oxygen, of course. What happens to that now?
That's returned back to storage and used again. Yes, it can be used again.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Mr. Cannon.
Thank you.
This is John Nicholson. I've been speaking with Mr. Charles Cannon, the overall team leader for ELDO, and now I cross you back to Peter Pockley.
One by one, the faults for Europa are being corrected, and hopes are now high that it will go tomorrow, disappointingly one day later than before. The eyes of Europe have been on ELDO during the past few hours, since six European countries, the United Kingdom, France, West Germany, Italy, Belgium and Holland, have all contributed a large amount of money to this project. In Australia as well, a considerable amount of interest has been generated by this project, and we shall be back tomorrow to give you more live descriptions, this time, we hope, with Europa 1 Fire. This is Peter Pockley signing off from Woomera.
And Radio Australia will also be broadcasting tomorrow's activities at Woomera. Should there be any further developments, we shall keep you informed. And now, this is Richard Zoller in the Melbourne studios.
And that was May the 23rd. And we'll tell you what happened the next day after these messages.
Proudly serving Bayside and Southern Melbourne for 35 years. This is Community Radio, 88.3 Southern FM.
On the Space Show, we have turned back time 60 years ago, and the ELDO organisation, the European Launch and Development Organisation, was trying to launch a rocket called the Europa 1. And this is the fourth version of it, the F4. And they had a postponement. Well, let's pick up on how they were rescheduling that launch.
The countdown is underway for the possible firing this morning of the ELDO rocket, Europa 1, from Woomera Rocket Range in South Australia. The firing was cancelled yesterday because of a fault in electronic computer which predicts the landing point of the rocket. After being held for 2 hours at the 30-minute firing mark, the launch was cancelled because conditions would then have mitigated against full observation of the rocket flight. Today, because of a...
Well, fortunately, by the time of the launch, reception had improved. And I made a 48-minute recording of the entire proceedings. Well, we don't have 48 minutes left in the show before Nick comes in with his Purple Haze program. So I've just done a 4.5-minute edit of the actual launch. So here's how the launch went 60 years ago.
I can see a very nice pattern of clouds on the television monitor behind the Europa 1, and of course the topping off process of the liquid oxygen that stopped with 64 seconds to go. 21 seconds, 30. 29 seconds.
25.
22 seconds, 21, 20.
15.
The overall team leader, Mr. Charles Cannon, settled back in his chair. He looks very comfortable, but no doubt very tense indeed at this moment. Lift off.
It's Europa 1. I'm almost blinded by the flash of the two Rolls-Royce engines. It's been going now for a few seconds straight up. It looks an exceptionally good launch. 10 seconds, 12 seconds of flight, higher, about 1,000 feet, I'd say. We should get the real roar as the cone of the sound hits us. 20 seconds, and it should be beginning to tilt over towards the north. Yes, I believe it is. It's just gone through some thin cirrus cloud at about 2,000 feet, and Europa 1 is well on its way. Let's listen. Now streaming over towards the north. Very difficult to hold the binoculars still on it. The twin stream of the kerosene liquid oxygen fuel burning very cleanly. No smoke coming from it. I'm almost looking straight up. It's a beautiful launch. We're seeing it still through the thin cirrus cloud. The sound is dying slightly away. There's a small amount of smoke appearing as it goes through the cloud and is tilting over very gently towards the north. I'm now looking up at about 70 degrees, and the voice of Mr. Bob McGowan, the tracking trials coordinator, can be heard coming over the PA system, calling the velocity, height, and position of Europa 1. Let's listen.
...90,000 feet for Europa 1. It now seems to be going almost parallel to my particular view. I cannot actually see... ...cannot see the actual body of Europa 1, but I can still see the flame punching through this thin cloud cover.
Angle of 6,400 feet per second.
We've been going for 2 minutes, 5 seconds already. I've lost it in my binoculars now, and I cannot actually see it through the cloud. But it is being tracked now by the radar systems, the optical tracking systems downrange, are also feeding that information back to the computers, but by now their major usefulness has gone. I've completely lost Europa 1 in my binoculars now through the thin cirrus cloud cover, but we can hear the roar of it as it streams away to the north. The voices you can hear coming back are those of the plotting table operators who are getting the information fed through the digital impact predictor, which takes the data from the radar systems and gives the exact point at which Europa 1 is, its trajectory, its velocity, and what is the most remarkable part about this computer is that it is able to tell exactly where Europa 1 would land if the motors cut out at any one stage. There's a sort of pear-shaped safety area stretching out to the north across the Simpson Desert from Woomera. And the pens of the plotting tables need to remain within that pear-shaped safety area.
And that flight was a success in the sense that the Europa 1 at first stage, the Blue Streak, worked as planned. It was not planned to put this particular vehicle into orbit, but later missions had that intention, but none of them actually ever worked. So that's the Europa program in Woomera 60 years ago this week.